zoning code and town board committee meeting on March 15th. So without any motion.
Motion.
Motion by Paul and seconded by Jared, please. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. So maybe I can go on up in here for the resolutions. All right, the first one we have is, we have a bill from WebGyver, and we're actually upgrading our fiber optic at town hall, so there's a little expense that's going along with that. So whereas the town of Casco wishes to use ARPA funding, which is the American Rescue Plan, funds in the amount of $843 for SIP trunking implementation for phone upgrades at town hall. So therefore, we, the Casco Town Board, approve the distribution of ARPA funds in the amount of $843 to WebGyver for zip trunking implementation for phone upgrades at town hall.
Motion.
Motion by Patrick.
Second.
Seconded by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Next item we have, we're in the midst of taking on the summer recreation program. We took that over from the community center about a year ago. Last year was our first year back as the town of Catskill managing that program. So this year, Margaret Ersic has been interviewed by our board members, and we're just going to act on. She's expressed interest, and she's a more than qualified candidate to head up the program for the school. And so I can read that particular resolution. So the councilman, Bocala, Giordano, and Scanna people were on that committee that are overseeing the summer recreation program for the town of Casco. So whereas the town of Casco will be offering the summer recreation program this year, and whereas Barbara Ersic has applied for the director of the program, so therefore we, the Casco Town Board, hereby hire Barbara Ersic as the summer recreation director, effective immediately at the rate of $25 per hour.
Motion.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Seconded by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Yeah, she's very enthusiastic about the program. She's going to really move that in a good direction, for sure. Okay. And we'll go to correspondence. I don't think we have any other resolutions at the moment. So correspondence, the first one we have is resignation from our ZBA zoning board, which was Mary Beth Lang. That's one correspondence. She was a longtime member of our zoning board. We currently have that position posted on the town webpage and also on our Facebook page. So if anybody's interested in applying, or they can put in a letter of interest if they want to serve on the ZBA for the town of Catskill. And once we get a number of applicants, we'll do our normal interview process, and then as a full board, you know, we make that selection and send it to the ZBA. Next thing we have is a letter of approval from Greene County to use the courthouse step and the historic warehouse for the Memorial Day Parade. Thank you, Liz, for doing that application for us, and I came back. So on Memorial Day, we will have a parade in Catskill, and again, thank you for the Patriotic Committee. And again, Patrick is on that particular committee as well. So looking out for Catskill on Main Street, recognize our veterans, so that's a nice thing to have back in our community. We have a letter from Sean Gruden, Greene County Administrator, regarding process of towns and village must adhere to when demolishing buildings. This usually, I don't know if it's a six-month item, just a yearly item. I know we're here to talk a little bit about property management and such like that. So if the town of Catskill was in a situation where we were going to say a homeowner didn't act properly, and we had one person here last month, it was just about signage in Leeds, and we gave that individual an order of remedy multiple times with no success. So in the town code, I think the town board's committed, if a property is beyond repair and it's an imminent safety hazard, we have the ability to go in front of the town board versus going through the court system. So, we as a board decided, you know, we're going to tear down or demolish a building in the town of Catskill, the cost factor of that tear down is re-levied to the homeowner or the property owner, and then the county we would be levied on the tax, and then if they didn't pay their taxes, Green County would make us whole. So then the county is really the one that ended up with the liability of the demolition. So if it's $50,000, we as a county council would have to do, you know, RFP, get the contractors there and such of that nature, and then, you know, so I guess the county's level is, before we act on those type of things, they would want to be in the loop, because it, you know, all works as well, but they would want to be in the loop as far as maybe they can supply some roll-offs to you know, reduce the tipping fees and the trucking fees and try to keep that cost at a minimum, because they got so high, and then these properties may or may not go to auction at some time, they want to at least try to recover their expense. So anyway, just so I know we're talking about that. So that's just a little bit of history, how that process would work. And again, that's a letter that we just got last week from Sean Rowe. Next one we have is a notice of public hearing for the subdivision special use permit for the land located on 27 Brooks Lane, proposed at the Catskill Golf Course. Letter from New York State Public Service and Comprehensive Broadband Connectivity for 2021. Letter from Supervisor Galvin from the town of Hempstead in relationship to Governor Hochul's proposal to allow state government override authority to the local zoning laws and invite to protest housing plan for New York City Capitol on March 20th. Next one we have is correspondence from Abby Dave Oakbrook Apartments, and that's regarding the speech permit authority to discharge 10,000 gallons of treated sanitary wastewater to surface waters of the state from on-site wastewater treatment system, and that location is on 385 going towards the county transfer station. Anything else under correspondence that I'm missing here? Okay. Next on what we have is continuing business. There's a little talk about the Archtop Fiber. They gave a presentation. There's interest in another company potentially coming to Catskill, and which would mean in the Palinville area that you currently are served by Spectrum in that area, as well as Smith Landing or Cement. It's a new company. They just bought out a German telephone company, and they're starting in town of Ulster, Sorbonne, possibly Woodstock, town of Olive. But as time goes on, there's interest in expanding that service to the town of Catskill. And again, it's probably going to be based on population, like per mile of potential customers first. But and some panel people, not the news we were looking for on the Swinging Bridge. We did submit an inquiry with our insurance company, meaning Marshall and Sterling's, and they pushed it up a little bit to NYMER, which is our actual insurer. I mean, it's not doom and gloom at the moment. I mean, I think the town board is committed to helping the hamlet with those efforts, but the initial response that we have from NYMER is that they will not, and they're not interested in insuring the town of Castle for liability and ownership of any suspension bridge or, you know, aka a swing bridge. And that.
So, I thinking about this, after we talked about this, how does the village insure the walking path across the old railroad trestle?
That's not a swimming bridge, that's a natural structure.
Oh, so they're saying just because it's a swing.
It's just they mentioned it. You know, again, it was more conversation, and I said, can you please put that in an email? And it was really about two sentences. To be honest, it was very brief and short. And, you know, I did talk to the representative from the Hamlet, Gary Harvey, and I look forward to that email, just for the record. But again, the town board, you know, was very supportive of whatever activity we can have out in Palinville in respect to that project. I just don't know how we get from point A to point B to see it.
Yeah, I think Gary called me because he knew I was coming down. You know, I think the next question to ask is there a modification conversation to be had? The original yes that we got from them in whatever year that was to rebuild what was already there. And they said yes to that. Marshall and Sterling. So I think, I don't know whether this is because it's going to be cited differently. Is that why they said no, or a new underwriter? You know, probably worth somebody having another conversation with them.
It's worth another conversation. I mean, it's always worth another conversation. If there's a will, there's a way type of thing, possibly. I mean, I don't know if it's going to, you know, all come through the town of Catskill. being in the seat, I mean, when you're referring to, you know, rebuilding, I mean, did they specifically know that it was a swing, what type of bridge they were talking about, and we have document, do you have any, if we can find any, again, I guess what they said 4 years ago is still, even if they said yes 4 years ago, that doesn't mean they want to say yes today, but, you know, I mean, because they did talk about one property on the Sosa that, you know, in a previous email that just was just in conversation with the representative, they talked about the easement of Sosa, a big property. That was talked about, but not necessarily the, you know, again, that was a brief conversation. So the property of the easement is one issue, and the bridge becomes another issue. And I don't know if there was clarity, maybe there wasn't, I don't know.
Yeah, so it's a completely different plan. So right. I don't know what they, you know, based their decision on, but as you said, there's, you know, the ability to have another conversation. And I know Gary's planning on following up with you.
Right. Are they pursuing the state property?
No, this is...
We're talking about the state property as well as creating a pocket property.
Exactly. The state conversation is out there as part of a potential thing. But no, this was more about two individual landowners who are interested in allowing it to be based on either side. So, you know, I'm sure it was an underwriter that looked at it and went, no way. So that's when you need to bring plans
I did supply him the plans that Gary had from Creighton Manning in 2014. So they did get the drawing.
Right.
And I mean, I'm not saying it's the scale, but that's what Gary had and that was presented to.
Absolutely.
That, you know, so they have the data of what, you know, what the plan looked like in 2014.
Yeah.
And just as a reference. So it's not, you know, they kind of know, I think they should know.
Right.
Of what we're kind of looking at. And maybe it has changed because the locations, you know, again, it was more of a, maybe a restoration project, if they want, I don't know what they were considered, or rebuild.
I agree.
Versus now we're moving everything and it's got a new construction, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And you know, I don't know, maybe they didn't know maybe they thought we had, was in their inventory before, or, you know, then it wasn't in, you know, maybe they thought they may have been insuring it a little sooner, you know, than they actually did.
You'd have to go through the notes, but
right, exactly.
It was a simple yes or no, I remember, because the conversation was had.
Right. Here. Well, I mean,
Right, but then even the response from the insurance company was just, under your existing umbrella, and that was the end of it. There was no way.
So, I mean, we're still going to partner to every level that we possibly can at the town level. It's not like it's a, you know, the conversation hasn't ended. We're going to continue to, you know, brainstorm some ideas that may work for everybody. And if we can do it, it can be obviously an asset to our community and the any further? Anybody else want to add anything to that topic?
There are companies that insure bridges. Go to school too.
No.
There's insurance companies that insure bridges. I just Google.
If you have the money,
for
if you have enough money, everybody has the time.
I hopefully understand that we're not looking to insure the bridge. We just want liability coverage.
That's correct. But we have to own the bridge to be able to provide the liability. We can't have somebody else own the bridge and then
well, yeah, they're going to turn it over to us.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean,
if it goes down, we're not going to.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm fairly comfortable saying they know that we're not insuring the rebuild of it. It's more of the liability. I think that was quite clear. And I did bring up, you know, in Cornell University, when you were there on your graduate work, and, you know, those were a lot higher than we're talking about here. But now I just Googled them up a month ago. They have netting on all sides, and it's completely surrounded by netting just so nothing happens. You know, because I mean, that was a little different story out there, and it's a lot higher and a lot different situation. But and Marshall and Sterling, you know, talking about DEC, there have to be swing bridges in state parks in New York State, but again, they're probably self-insured and not looking for somebody else to pick up. Okay, next one up, just to update the board, we had a landfill meeting with our joint partners, which was the Town of Carrollton, Village of Athens, Town of Athens, Village of Catskill, Town of New Baltimore, Town of Catskill. So, we all know that, Dorian, we know that. agree. There was a lot of talk and thinking that, and it's true, it's a 30-year agreement that we had at the landfill closure. So there was some expectations around in other communities that there might have been a certain amount of money with the remaining balance, which is hovering right around $899,000 in this landfill account that we still have. So the expectation of some towns was, oh, we're going to get that money.
Where's my money?
Where's my money? So the phone started, did you know about this? I said, I absolutely. So I gave them everything we had. So I gave them spreadsheets and attachments galore. So everybody, all our partners are fully aware of that. And it really comes down to, which I sent that out pretty much immediately, but I wasn't sure I particularly liked the email that I got. So I said, can you please read section 12? As long as the landfill is required to be monitored by DEC, this contract and agreement stays in full force. So that's how that landfill went. So just I think it's good for public knowledge to let him know that we still manage a landfill on Porter Still Road. Yeah, so we went through all the details on the finances, how we spend our money, and the whole thing there. You know, show the pictures of our water truck. We manage it every day, but if you're a partner sitting in one of these other towns, they really don't see the day-to-day operation. So that went well. With that, we're seeking a little bit more revenue. Yes, we all know the bonds and things of that nature and investments that have gone up in interest a little bit. So we're able to get a little more revenue as far as trying to maintain our principal and trying to work a little bit more off the interest. Minimum, it costs $40,000 a year to operate it, and it could probably creep up to 50 and 60 depending on how much we jet, how much rain water we have, and such like that.
Yeah.
And just on that same thing.
You don't get the charges for the...
So we have Paces, the company that's doing most of our monitoring. Their prices, for some reason, went way up. A big heavy lift of almost 100%. So B&L, which is Barton and Judas, they're actually going to give us a price on the monitor.
Well, so the people that visit, they forgot to charge us for something.
It's always quick. We didn't do this. We got around. Whatever. Just if that's what the price is, just tell us that. And if we don't like the price, we'll try to get one from somebody else.
So Barton and loaded his shoes monitoring.
Yeah, they do monitor. They're the engineering company that monitors it. But then somehow Pace Analytic, they were the ones that were actually going on site and doing the sample.
The 30 years has expired, though, right?
It will just come up this fall.
And is DEC giving you any feedback as to what they're going to do?
Well, we had Barton and Judas.
Because ever since all these PFOAs started popping up, they're routinely going throughout the state and testing these landfills and extending the sunset periods, and there's no end in sight, let's put it that way.
Yeah, there's no goalposts on that at all.
The goalposts have been moved.
Right. So at the end of the meeting, we went to from when are we going to get some money? And one comment was, if this goes on for a long, long period of time, we might have to get money in.
Yeah.
Right. So, right. And I don't believe that unless something really devastating happens over there, which I don't think will, and I don't pray that it does. But I think we got enough financial monies on account, and I think we have enough to make it another 30 years if we manage our money correctly. I hope we don't have to do it for another 30, but 10 years I can see happening fairly easily.
The monitoring Dutchman again. And that's been closed for 30 years.
Right. Dutchman's are going to go back and look at every landfill, even the old one, for wells on 5 Mile Road. And I believe ours are all coming up. They got phase, I think some of ours are coming back up this year. So we'll see how that develops. Okay, so that was the landfill meeting. Cleanup day. You want to go? Let's do that.
Yeah.
Right, let's.
I see it.
No, we got the next page. Just a cleanup day. We talked to you any familiar or June 24th? Is that going to work?
Just send me a list or email, please.
So cleanup day townwide. That's when we do the roll-offs and such like that at the quarter. The old landfill site on the quarter still road. I think it's 5,500, but don't hold me to that. And that's our cleanup day. That's the
brush up.
April 15th, the brush up on 5 Mile Wood will open up. And I think we've got a really short period of time. I think we got 2,000 hits. It's amazing when you put things on Facebook. If it's popular, it goes like this, or like that. So, cleanup day. So that's all set, and you can put that up, I guess, on our webpage, and we can do a post. Spring Rush Committee, any, I'm not totally familiar with that.
They're coming next meeting.
Next meeting, okay.
I already said that.
All right, so that one's good. Next one we have is the Pennellville Fire Commissioners regarding pertinent information to the fire district. Anybody wants to start up with that? We're here to...
Good evening, and thank you for making time for us. We had originally planned to contact you by letter, but at our March 15th meeting, one of us said, why don't we go to the next meeting? So here we are. Thank you. Well, our purpose is to ensure the safety of our firefighters as they respond to emergencies. Therefore, we're interested in obtaining in advance any information that might affect our response. For example, we used to receive a monthly report of building permits issued. We then knew where to expect construction or renovation conditions if an emergency should happen at one of these sites. Could that practice be renewed?
Should the
things when that would stop?
Probably last January when we hired a new secretary of the code office. So that's, if we don't know what's failing us, we can't fix it, but that's an easy fix.
Well,
new building permits, I believe you said, we used to send them out there.
Exactly. Just need an updated email address.
Who got them?
I have Mr. Sina's email address, and Mr. Garrison's, and Ms. Davis's.
Okay. That's an easy fix. And not only the panel list, which makes me like, let's get the history panel meetings and
you can look at it.
You should go out to everybody.
And you probably have our district email also, because that's how we used to get it, right? But anyway,
we'll have that in
the email. In Palenville, we have several multi story and possibly multi family structures within our district, and they concern us. And we invite you to drive by them with us, either to relieve our concerns or let us know what we might face. We've brought this issue up face-to-face a couple of times. And, of course, the press of events makes time pass quickly, but we're very interested in that kind of thing. There's five or six structures that we're concerned about. Maybe our concerns aren't well-founded, and maybe they are, but we would like to know that. Airbnbs and other short-term venues are spreading, with a number of them in our district. Should the fire service know anything about these? Is there some information that we should have in mind as on our file, so that if an event happens at one of them, we know that is a B&B, and we know maybe what we might expect, strangers who aren't familiar with the town or what to do and so on and so forth.
So, do you want us to address that as you go, or wait till the
end? Whatever you want to know. We're hoping ultimately for a meeting with you where we can go over these things inside. Drive by, there's one, and show you what we have identified as a problem.
And not
necessarily our concerns.
You can help us identify the area.
We don't know all of them. We know a couple. We know a couple of places that are... If they're not Airbnbs, we know they're short-term rentals. We don't know that. Another concern is hazardous materials. Are there any locations in Palenville where such materials are stored? Back years ago, we used to get an annual letter that told us that this company, this business, had this kind of stuff. There was a fiberglass factory in our town. We got a notice every probably in the springtime, but I forget exactly. But it came to the department. We got a notice of what they had in hand.
And how many years back do you think that was?
I know that was a long time. I was the secretary then, and I haven't been the secretary since the middle 90s. I don't know how long it's continued. We used to get a notice that the cemetery had human remains in it. You know, that kind of thing. We used to get notices that there were hazardous materials.
I know.
And not necessarily improperly stored. The people use for their businesses and so forth. So right now we could guess who's got gasoline on hand or who's got this or who's got that. But if we knew it for certain, then we would be more prepared if there were an emergency at that location. So this is the conclusion that we have. Having identified a number of properties and issues that are causes of such interests, we're looking forward to meeting with you to review them. Not necessarily now, Okay. But at your convenience, let's see, 10 years ago, the chairman of the town board and the person who was code enforcement officer then, and a number of town board members came to our department and met with whatever commissioners were available that night, and we went over this issue then. And several times in the intervening time from then until now, we've had this conversation with various people. We had a meeting, I'm going to say a year and a half ago, with code enforcement and our commissioners to go over this. We had a meeting middle of February last year. And, you know, we want to pursue this kind of transfer of information so that we're as knowledgeable as we can to ensure the safety of our firefighters. That's what we want to make sure that we do. I mean, obviously, the things we can't know, but the things that we can know, we would like to know, if we can do that. And that's the purpose of our coming tonight, to make that point.
Liz, you have Ed's contact information?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, do you guys know if the town did initiate a short-term rental application or permitting process?
We know the village did. We don't know
the town. The town also, so we're slowly generating lists, but so far they've only been about 10% compliance.
But we can incorporate that with the monthly reports.
That will definitely be on. I can tell you about STRs a little bit.
That presentation you said today seemed very useful.
Right, that's Granicus. It's a company out there that wants to charge us $10,000, and it'll identify
the county's already got a whole full list. We need to access that list from the county.
I got that.
To see.
I got
there's no reason why they came back.
Right, it was still educational for me to take the webinar though, to learn about what they have to offer. I mean, I'm not in a situation where I want to pay $10,000 to help me identify those locations. So, on the STRs, just by trolling Airbnb and Vrbo, and I do have a vague list of what's going on out there. So I can tell you personally, in between football this winter and the games, I identified 64 short-term rentals myself. Sent them over to our code office, and as of yesterday or the day before, 17. And those probably were not even part of my 64. We have 17 people that are residents or parcel owners that decided to come in and make their STRs above board and do what we would like them to do as good neighbors. We have 13, after sending out 64 letters, we have 13 that's decided that they want to join the application process and want to get going on this thing. So that brings us up to 30. So now I got 34 individuals that received letters and they don't seem to be responsive at the moment. So now that becomes another issue where we're going to get, again, they're in violation, so that's where we're going to have to bring the town attorney on and say, okay, what's the second and the final notice? What's that going to look like? And then we have to have, I almost think we're going to get to a point where we might have to have the short-term rental court pay and bring people in because and then I did send the town board this Granicus presentation. So it's not just Catskill, and this is a nationwide.
We know that.
And the right thing is that little arrow, less than 10%, and that was slide 2 in their presentation, want to come forward and do the right thing. I mean, I support it personally. I think the board supports it. Senator Bahinci has introduced a bill where, that might be a little bit for tax revenue, but if the state gets this completed and they have a state database, and I believe the county's probably looking at they don't want to call it a tax or a bed tax, but that's ultimately what it is. So if the county gets involved at that level, between the state, the county, and the town, we can get, I hope, to get a better database. And there'll be money involved with it because now we're talking about tax revenue. Hopefully we get more compliance. But we're moving forward with this as a town board, regardless of what the players are, meaning this, the state of New York or the county. It's to our best interest. I want to make sure that people that come to our community and, it's your neighborhood, right? If they're staying on, Pennsylvania Avenue, they could be staying on
Hattersfield or on my street, there's two or three of them. So we want to make sure that we have a safe spot for the renters, and we also want to make sure they're doing the right thing for the, you know, the neighborhood.
We want to make sure of the same thing, but we want to make sure that our firefighters are as safe as possible when they answer calls.
Good question. Like, we have a lot of all these folks in here. If they're on oxygen, do they have to display something on the front of their window or something that says oxygen's in use?
I don't think they have to.
Shouldn't that be a requirement?
That's another issue, but I don't think whether it should be is a good question.
That's all right.
The case now.
And the other one, just so we, again, there's a lot of work to do out there, but one that we have been actively working on is the old Hickory Notch on 23A. For over a year, that owner of that particular property missed three court dates. They finally issued him a criminal summons to come. So he was in court here about a week ago. So after four attempts, 7-8 months later, so again, we'll see how that develops. That individual at Hickory Notch, within the next week, should show activity at that location, meaning a role. I don't know what that activity, in his opinion, looks like, but I know what our expectations. We want to see roll off in some of those buildings that are on the ground. And that's through a court order with Judge Jacob. So we'll see. I mean, I can't promise you he's going to comply, but I mean, and that's one, again, it's going to come to our code officer, Matt Carlisle. And if progress isn't made, that's something that we'll entertain as a board. If we have to go in and do a lot of that work ourselves, I think we're willing to do that. And good thing if you identify other ones that are, they're not all going to fall in that category, but if they're in that category, then we can act at it on a town board without the board. Mm-hmm. And that might be the way to best expedite.
We have some building buildings in town that are concerned too for firefighter safety, just because of maybe the issues around the buildings surrounding it.
Right.
How is the registration going in the village?
For SDRs?
Yeah.
Or
the same thing.
Yeah.
Right. And I do have a county list, and I was doing the living. I think everybody kind of heard it with me. I got latitude and longitude, so I said, but they're not totally accurate. Next thing I'm on, just a tad over in town of Athens, I'm quoting down in Forest Hills, you know, so it's, you know, they say there might be like 237, but, and again, I think that number is skewed because we have, say, what is it, the Woodbine in Panel Millie, and we have like Murphy's Law in Leeds. They have a 5-unit or 6-unit motel in the back. So it's really one location, but they're advertising 6 units. But again, your points are well taken, if you want me to call you in tomorrow, and I'll talk to my code officer, and we'll get a solid date. And then
pick a couple of dates, and we'll check which
we'll
one
do
best for us, and we'll meet. Yes, that's
what
fine.
Dates is Matt going? Do you know that one? Is he with that training? Do you have another one?
19, 20, and 21.
19, 20, 21. So those dates are out. You want to try to throw out a few right here?
As far as getting the code reports to you, that's easy. It's just that many emails into the report they send us every month, and that includes the fire inspections and everything. So.
And I can probably do the 20. You want to go to email you talk to you tomorrow, or do you want to write a few dates down and see if they work?
You're talking about the 20s. I think I'm going to be away then. But my
all right. Why don't we talk tomorrow and then.
Sure.
I've
got another week to talk to you about anyway, so.
Perfect. Liz has your contact information.
She does. She has my phone number, my email, and.
Perfect. We'll get together tomorrow and we'll cut out a couple of potential dates. And that way, I'll do it right with Matt Carlisle in his office, so that way he's on the same.
I'll be out in the morning, I'll be home all afternoon tomorrow.
Perfect. I'm free tomorrow all day, so we can make that happen.
Okay.
But I appreciate your concerns, and they're well taken by the town board as well. Okay, Jonathan Palmer, he was going to come in and talk about our little red schoolhouse and try to keep that up to speed and he would repair it. Obviously wasn't able to make it to me. Road application in for the Nest subdivision on Boise Hill Road. Any additional information on that, please? Did it White Owl Road? Would we need a resolution on that?
White Owl Road. Do need a resolution, but the highway superintendent, he was on vacation, so he has yet to sign off on it.
All right, so we'll table. You want to do it?
Okay.
And then the resolution, we have a table. We can table. We'll wait, then. We'll table.
Table to 15th? Okay.
For another 14 days, we can act on it then. And it looks like Pat's not here as well. Pat Esposito,
section that's called the blue spruce, and they've aged out, and there's also some diseases. So we've cut up quite a few trees over the last, you know, it's continual. We got 10 more we can cut down. So she, Pat's, I think she's on the Catskill Committee, right, in Cultivate Catskill. She's taken a big interest in the cemetery as well. So I can get back to her. She wanted to get talk about possibly putting something on the webpage or a list about people that want to donate in memory if they want to plant a tree in the cemetery. I think that's a good idea. And, I mean, I'm also in favor of if we can buy some trees wholesale ourselves as a town. We have a machine in the back of us. We have a few people out there that could, you know, maybe we can plant 10 trees, you know, just on the town without donations and things, just to get it started. Because it is, you know, I go out there many days a week, and it's a beautiful spot, and to keep it that way, we're going to need to put some more trees in there. They're blue.
I got fireworks markers.
We got 10 blue spruce trees in there right now that we've done down. I mean, some are easy.
Like on their own.
Some are easy to access, and some are a little more difficult. Okay, seasonal help. We should probably post that on our webpage if everybody's in favor. We're looking for seasonal help at the 5 Mile Wood. Brush pump, and I think Sean's also interested in hiring a seasonal at the highway department. So I think both of those jobs should go up on our webpage, and we'll put up a social media post as well. So if you know anybody that wants some seasonal jobs with the town of Catskill, have them apply.
That's $15 an hour.
That's $15 an hour for.
We did receive one application.
We did good. So, I mean, maybe we can keep it up for 2 weeks or something like that. We'll see. I mean, maybe by the next meeting, we should see, do it that way, because it's the way we acted. Otherwise, time to clear people go through the process. It's going to be sometime at the end of May, and we need somebody probably a little sooner than that. So let's keep it open until our next meeting, as far as those two jobs. And the ZBA, we'll just keep that open continuously until we find the right applicant to, or hopefully get many applicants to apply. Okay, I think that's pretty much all. Senior Center, I think we did receive $100,000, like every municipality in Greene County through their American Rescue Plan. So at our Senior Center, we earmarked the $100,000 pretty much to go to that location. So we sealed the blacktop last fall, I believe that was, and we put new lines out there so people can see where they're going. And then we put a new flooring at the Senior Center, which came out pretty good. And so this is just so the board knows, I already talked to a painter, but we're going to paint the interior of the building next week. So just as a point, everybody knows what we're doing. That's going to start Friday. And
do we have to post the closure room?
What's that?
They're going to post the closure room.
Yeah, the closure's on Facebook. Yeah, so everybody knows it's closed for a week. And I think that's it. Unless if anybody else has a few items they'd like to discuss, we can do a go around. Our signage at the Ricky Kramer Field that we got back in the Green Health Ed, I believe it was from Columbia County Green.
Liz, actually, a quick follow-up. Did we send Sean the memo to replace the town of Catskill entry signs?
Yes.
It's a good time of the year to do that, I think, or by fall. But that came out at a previous meeting. When you come enter into the town of Catskill, some of our welcome to Catskill signs are old, faded, ticked, disrepair. So we're put a request into our highway superintendent to have all the signage put up as you enter the town on state roads and whatever roads happen to be. So I think that's a good investment.
The hometown hero banner started going up in the village yesterday. I talked to Sean, we started doing the town on the hero.
That's another nice project. I'm honoring our veterans. It's gonna, our streets are going to look pretty spiffy out there, and it's a nice thing to remember our veterans. And many of them aren't here, but there's still memories, and without those folks out there, we wouldn't have these freedoms that we need to take. So thank you for doing that. Thank you for your service. And any polling, Garrett? Anybody else? I think we got it. Not too bad.
Motion to join by Jared.
Second by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion's up here. Okay, thank you, everybody. So we'll talk tomorrow. Afternoon's working the best.